Blackstone Audio presents Flim Flam Man, The True Story of My Father's Counterfeit Life by Jennifer Vogel. This book is read by Karen White. For Mom.
I wish I was able to buy you a new car or a home or something, but I'm a little short right now, honey.
Dad, from prison, 1987. 1. The funeral was a shambles.
I drove my escort through the gates of St. Vincent Cemetery, a small, well-manicured plot of land, practically invisible amid the highways and chain restaurants of Minneapolis's northern suburbs. I passed tidy beds of marigolds and petunias, a towering ivory Jesus on a cross with three fretting women at his feet. The rutting trail wound through rows of stones like jack-o'-lantern teeth, and finally met the upright granite slab that reads Vogel. The family plot, until now inhabited solely by my grandmother Margaret, rests in back next to the drainage ditch. That Grandma was buried alone here is a testament to my family's overall instability, a history exploded to bits. We hold grudges, disown, deny, and pretend at easy glamour. We start over and wipe slates clean. What is passed down is something nobody wants to own, so that each new generation darts ahead, dodges the shadow, breaks the link, only to be gripped for all time, just as our mothers and fathers tumble backward into darkness. Grandma had been poor, shanty Irish, she called it, Catholic. She'd attended Mass on Saturday nights, a ritual of absolution before heading to the bars. She used to strut up to the church, teased red hair, brightly drawn lips, puffing a cigarette. With long fingernails, she'd flick the butt into the bushes on her way through the door. Then she'd dip her tarry fingers into the holy water. Grandma sent my father to Catholic school. Dad was even an altar boy at the Basilica of St. Mary in Minneapolis. Eventually, he'd revolted. So vehemently had he resented the church's hypocrisy that he'd wound up a devout atheist. He was fond of imitating priests.
Louder, boy!
On this 95-degree July afternoon, with mosquitoes attacking, my father would be laid out under the cross next to his mother, drawn back into the fold. The sky was thick and hazy white, and I thought it might sink down and smother me as I walked, stabbing the...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?